Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time on a Friday. It's sponsored by Atco Pest Control.
What a beat.
What do you mean?
This beat.
My loss last night?
That was a bad beat.
Let him cook. He's feeling it on a Friday.
Which loss?
Too late.
Wait.
That was a bad beat.
Two weeks ago, you were like, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go Green Wave.
And now you are backing that thing up about not only your Phillies.
Thank you, Dibs.
But your Eagles.
Well, you guys came in today, huh?
No.
I listened
to the show.
Sure.
And I heard you earlier. And I heard you 2 weeks ago. We're like, Sirianni.
Dude, you are a great job.
He's not doing
a great job.
Dude, he's a clown.
He's not.
Go ahead and give him one of those honk honk
noses. He's a slave to his coordinator.
He's a clown.
They're going to have to. They're probably going to have to trade one of their best players because they can't figure out how to keep their people together.
But they only ran 15 times again total last night.
He's placating his loud wide receivers, and they're losing because of it. Hello?
Yeah.
That's bad coaching.
Yes, that is.
The jealousy is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. If you trade,
I mean, I get it. We're Super Bowl champions, and I say we.
If you trade,
you say we 2 weeks ago, but now you're backing that thing up like mystical.
If you had to trade Nick Sirianni for Kyle Shanahan, you'd have to add about 7 players to the Sirianni side.
Here's the problem.
In order to make that fair.
Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
The thing you don't realize about Sirianni is the reason it works for him is because he's not either the offensive or the defensive guy.
I see.
That's
all right.
Like this slave
those dudes in order.
Kyle's just a slave to this play calling.
All right.
And he gets very focused and sometimes loses the big picture. That's all. Sirianni he can kind of overlook everything.
Tell me what Nick does.
He uses the F word really well.
He does, he has a 380-pound. Hey, it's Big Dom. I'm gonna fight your fights for you.
I hate that guy.
By the way,
you can't like one without liking the other.
Is there a softer look in the NFL than that?
Than what?
Having to have a big henchman walk next to you.
It reeks. It's bad.
These guys are trying today, aren't they?
They're trying.
We ain't trying.
It's a layup.
We succeed.
It is a bad look.
He does the sideline interview, and then the camera pans out. And he's like, okay, here's my big man to walk me to the locker room. I got it. Hey, Dom, where do we go? Where's the locker room here in New York? New Jersey.
Have you ever noticed that, like, you guys really do dish it out well in the regular season?
Oh, we take it, too.
I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
What is there to take?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean,
know, I, I get it. When you don't lose a lot, you gotta drill Stiney, when they do lose.
We're just over here calling it like we see
That's
it.
All.
Like West Coast media people do.
Did you hear that?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Ever heard someone brag about the fact that they know how to criticize people? I was like, if you were single, would you put that on your dating app, Stiney?
What's that?
Like, I'm really good at watching other people do stuff and criticizing them if they don't do well. Like, is that a characteristic you want to own?
Well, first of all, you misconstrued.
Not at all.
Absolutely.
Not even a bit. I listened to the entire conversation.
Yeah. We out here.
We out. No, you don't get to say we.
I can do both.
No,
I'm bi-coastal.
No,
you're not.
You're not.
I've been 30 years.
Bi-coastal.
30 years in each
then
coast.
Own it. Then own it.
What?
Oh,
what?
He owns neither.
You have a show in this city.
Mm-hmm. Talk to him.
You're either we or you're not. You can't make fun of what the media does out here.
Yes, I can.
When you're in it.
I can do whatever I want.
You're in it.
Can't be turf hockey.
I can do whatever I want.
So can we.
Exactly. I'm allowed to.
So can we, and that's what we're doing right now.
That's exactly what we're doing because you know what? You're not French. And you can wee all you want, but
that's a four.
When Philly is 4-0, all of a sudden it's wee, and now they're 4-2, and Sirianni is under fire with a broken locker room, and now it's they.
Didn't they have a broken locker room 2 years ago?
Yeah, Stiney.
No, what happened?
But I got
they wanted
credit.
The following
no,
year.
No, but they lost out. Remember, they were 10-1, lost 6-7, lost to Tampa in the first round. I thought he was going to get fired, but he fixed it. But, man, it looks bad right now.
And what happened when Doug Peterson won the bowl with a guy named Nick Foles? Well, they went 3 years of really not that good. He got fired, and he hasn't really worked that much since. So that's where Sirianni is trending toward. He's trending toward this year, oh, my God, my receivers hate me. Next year, you underachieve, you get fired, and now you're going to be somebody's coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
That's your boy, Nicky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nick,
I mean, like, I don't
look how he said that.
Your guy, because you're an Eagles fan.
I get it. You guys have blown two Super Bowls.
Don't
and it
you
hurts.
Get it? We've blown
I
more than
it.
That. We've blown three.
I'm look, not gonna work.
Ask
Stiney.
Michael look, Crabtree. Don't no. you get it, Stiney?
The bottom chain.
The bottom line is, as Guru would say,
there's so many bottom lines.
We out here on the West Coast.
I hate that.
People tend to not. Be as critical of the Stars when they fail as the East Coast fans.
What,
that's
so,
all.
And so what?
What does
why,
that mean?
Why is that a badge of honor? It was my question.
Well, because I think you missed the point.
Well, then I'm here right now to listen to what
right.
your point
like,
is that I didn't get when I heard you the first time.
Yeah, I don't like to blame an eighth man when the Stars don't
but
produce.
Why would you brag about crushing Stars?
Because you're missing the point.
What's the point?
The point is you're faulting the wrong people. You're faulting no, role players when the Stars are the
anything.
Ones that need to get it done.
I haven't even been on the air yet.
Not going to do it.
I didn't do that. My question to you was,
I just answered.
Because you even had a caller call in
answered.
And agree with you, and you guys are victory lapping
yep.
how good you are at
exactly.
criticizing Stars.
Exactly.
I'm wondering, why is that a good thing?
Because it's fair, Mark.
What made
it's
them
fair.
Stars?
It's
clearly,
fair.
With their stars, they succeed a hell of a lot more than they don't.
Fine, then get on Pajemski. That's what? Fine. It's
no,
nice
no
and safe.
On, no one's on
no,
Pajemski.
That's fine. No.
No one's on Pajemski.
I know. You're not on anybody, apparently.
What did Steph Curry
so
do?
So can we not criticize? Is
of
that what you're saying?
Of course you can.
Okay.
But I wouldn't brag about it. Like, it's a characteristic that you think is super cool.
Is that what I did?
That's what it sounded
okay.
like, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You misconstrued
absolutely.
Again. Misconstrued again. The point
just,
is,
I was
like,
just a listener, and that's what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you missed your point.
Okay.
That's all right. Go ahead, Goo. They're not going to do it.
Save me, Goo.
Now
not
we're
team.
Hey, now we're a team.
Save me.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're not trying to get you. Yeah. We're just trying to react to what we've heard for 4 hours on the radio station. That's what we're doing. No one's trying to get
thank
anybody.
You,
don't you get it? And you know, you try to play both sides of the aisle, mm-hmm. and you're 4-0, and it's fly, Eagles, fly, mm-hmm. and you mock everyone, and then they
I
lose
mock
one.
I mock everyone.
You okay. mock all of the Bay Area listeners, okay. and it's like, oh, you know, you mock the listeners with fly, Eagles, fly, okay. and then you have a tough loss, and then you absolutely spit all up over yourself against Jackson Chart in a game where,
man,
I mean, not only did you lose, you got motorboated. And now it's the we is no longer a part of it. That's all I'm hearing.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
It's a payday Friday. Guys, I'm not trying to do this.
Yeah, you guys are doing it. That's cool.
I'm expressing my feelings as a listener and a radio host here in the crossover.
Yeah.
I'm the Michael Jackson meme when he has the popcorn.
Pack it up early today.
Oh, yeah. I may not even stick around for what's bugging
you. That's your okay. Job.
Yeah.
Not as it.
I mean,
be careful.
It's easy to say what's bugging you, and you could look to your right, and you could look to your left, and it's pretty clear. Moni's in the middle. Yeah. So that's fine. Yeah. Big game at Tampa. Mm-hmm. What do you think, huh?
They'll play.
Who?
Hey, by the way, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah, I'm 18-5 after last night.
Nice job.
What made you take the Giants?
Because, if you look at the history of Thursday night divisional games, and I shared this link with our team, and I'm going to share it with you.
Please do.
I found something today that shows you every point spread in the history of the NFL, and you can search by home dog, road dog, this team, that team. And so I didn't do that before the pick, but when Mark and I talked about it, and 7.5, and it's a team at home, Thursday night, home dog. Those teams tend to, a little bit more than often, cover the spread. Man. Now, I didn't think they'd win outright.
Wow, and they did.
They sure did. And, I mean, you look at what Philly's going through, and I think Mark...
They're 4-2 going through it, so it ain't all bad.
Right,
something's going on bigger than the record.
Like, it threatens them. There's no question.
A.J. Brown was asked, what about the meeting you had with Mark and Dibs? We didn't have, and he admitted. Now you're being that kid to bring. He knows what he's doing.
I want to make sure everybody knows what you're talking about. So reporters at AJ Brown's locker last night said we heard that there was a meeting between you, Jalen Hurts, and Saquon
Barkley. And the other two acknowledged there was a meeting.
To work some things out. And he said there was no meeting. And then the other two were like, yeah, there was a meeting.
And then
they went back to A.J. Brown, and he's like, I don't recall that. And then today he tried to double back around and say, well, no, it happened, but it wasn't a meeting. You guys made it sound like a meeting. I just walked by them on my way to the car.
You got
to
get him out.
And we stopped.
Wow.
And so I don't know if it's at that level, like you got to get him out of here.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, man, when you've won, and what was the number? Was it 20 of 21 games something like that?
Going into last week.
It's real. Like,
but he wants the targets. He ain't caring about that.
That's my point. And when you, like, we always forget that, you know, 85% of a locker room are just the big dudes who run into stuff. That's 85% of an NFL locker room. It's not quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers. It's dudes who run their heads into things for other people. And when you complain constantly when you've won every game,
I want the glory.
Does not go over well at all. So it threatens them.
Yeah, no doubt.
No
question. And I think that did that 2 years ago, starting when they lost to Tampa.
Yep, and actually Willard had it first. He's like, you know what, this team is about to collapse, and he was right, and they did. And then last year they bounced back. They got Saquon Barkley, who was fresh and ready, and he was amazing. And now, I don't think Saquon is as good this year coming off of 400 touches or whatever it was. And so he's diminished a little bit.
He'll say there are no holes like McCaffrey would if he was being honest.
And that's fair.
They're also not giving him the ball, though.
Well, they're not even trying now to run because they've got receivers who are, you know.
You think that's part of it?
I just think it's part of it. And, you know, I've got a 3-year-old, and sometimes I get home and I'll ask her to do something, and she does a thing where she'll fold her arms and she'll do a 180-degree pivot.
Sassy.
And she'll go, huh. No, but it's like the most adorable pout ever because, she's pouting and she's mad. Okay, guess what? I'm not going to cave in like Sirianni. I'm your father.
Do you know that Saquon Barkley over the last two games is averaging 5 yards
like,
a carry?
Like that's on Sirianni in the coordinator.
Five yards a carry? And he has a total of 18 carries.
That's terrible.
I mean,
that's
McCaffrey
bad.
Dreams about 5 yards a carry.
So you explain that.
Yeah.
Explain that.
And he should be the one popping off if he were that type dude. So
but he's
kudos
not.
To Saquon.
Yeah, he's not.
Bro, he's
got to
be looking at dude like dude. Hey, and his targets have been 9, 10, and 11, AJ. Cam Newton was like, well, those are empty calories. No, the ball's coming your way.
Okay, so if I just, and again, we all get to pick our numbers that pop off the screen to us, right? Saquon, 18 carries, win. Saquon, 22 carries, win. 18 carries, win. 19 carries, win. 6 carries, loss.
Yeah.
12 carries, loss.
I think
talk
I
to me.
Come on now.
Hello?
Well, it's easy. And Shanahan, and I've run the numbers every year, and I keep running tally. When they get 30 carries as a team, they're 48-7 over the Shanahan era.
So why would you do that? What happens? What would you guys theoretically say if McCaffrey starts breaking down later in the season, but Saquon Barkley gets stronger?
Well, you would say that either Philly decided to create holes for him, or you know, McCaffrey maybe was used too much. It depends on what the breakdown looks like. And right now, if I look at McCaffrey's touches, the majority of them are in the pass game, and I don't know how many rugged touches he's had where, you know, he's going up in between the tackles and he's getting, you know, a lot of these carries. I think he has more carries than targets, but he's been used for the most part like a glorified receiver. So it all depends on how it looks.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. And it is time for What's Bugging You. Drywood termites don't live in soil. They live in your walls, furniture, and flooring. They stay hidden, chewing wood from the inside out, often for years before you notice. ATCO Pest Control finds them where they hide, removes the infestation, and puts prevention in place. Stop the silent damage. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today. ATCO Pest Control, real protection for hidden threats, and mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You and get 10% off any dry termite treatment this month.
I'll go first. And listen, I don't have intel. This is just coming from the cardiac muscle. And I saw this guy on the bench as they played the Warriors Sunday, and I said, something's wrong. Something's not right. The looks he gave to Ayton, and that's LeBron James. This was before the announcement. So it's bugging me, Bron, because I know you're a good guy off the court, but I'm telling you three, just to me, it's bugging me that I think he's not hurt. I think there's something going on with him and the Lakers to where he's picking up his ball and he's going home, and then this pops up. Lakers have growing tension amid LeBron James injury update. So there's just something in me that feels like I know the king from the basketball standpoint and how he looks. And Sunday, there was just something off, and now we get this to where he's not going to be there opening night. I hate it. But that's bugging me. He could, sciatic, it could really be popping off. But, Bron, you're bothering me because I feel like you're not hurt. There, I said it. I got it off my chest.
You might be on to something.
It's I just there's something that I'm like, you're not that hurt.
We forgot already about the letter that that Maverick Carter wrote just a couple months ago about LeBron's future with the Lakers. Like, remember that rumor? That rumor was out there. They were like, yeah, probably – you know,
I forgot about
it's Luka's team now.
Ooh, that had to hurt.
When was the last time that LeBron wasn't the guy?
Never.
On his team.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, never. The U.S. Olympic team, you would say, in 2024 in Paris. Yeah,
that's an interesting example. I mean,
but he's a captain.
It's a short sample.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you got down to where, oh my God, we got to beat France. Where's the chef?
Right.
You know, and so the chef kind of took over, and that's a small sample, but beyond that, yeah, he's never been that guy, even going back to his high school days.
I'll do a quick stupid one, okay. And it's time windows. I just, like, this happened this morning, and it went great.
Time windows.
You know when somebody's going to deliver something to your house, and they're like, they're somewhere between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. I'm like, that's a whole day. Like, I could never do that with someone else. If you're like, what time is dinner tonight? Well, sometime between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Nice.
Like, can
it's
we just
too much.
And if you're gonna give me that kind of a window, can you, I don't know, can you plan something out at least 24 to 36 hours in advance to where you can whittle that down? Like, you're like, one thing, and I think it was Home Depot, Christy had a washer dryer delivered today, and at a certain point they'll let her know, we've got 22 deliveries, and you're number 8. Like, but they don't let you know that until the window has already started. I just don't know anywhere else in life where you're allowed to give somebody that. I would love
that's
that.
It's all day.
Yeah. Nahagian, I'll be there somewhere between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And hopefully it works out with your schedule. It's too big. Got to whittle it down.
No doubt.
I like that.
Yeah, I'll go next because mine is personal and it's also mostly nonsensical. What's bugging me is the human tongue, and I've had a torn ACL, fixed it, torn labrum in the shoulder, fixed it, turf toe, got better, many, many sprained ankles, got better, knee this, groin that, whatever. I bit my tongue on Thanksgiving in 1988, and I bit almost all the way through it. It got so bad that I actually soaked through a linen napkin, my mom, next year for Christmas, took that napkin and framed it. I still have that napkin today. It is blood-soaked, and it's a memento from my mom and her unique sense of humor. The point is, 37 years later, I bit my tongue 2 days ago, and now I'm looking at 4 to 6 weeks of I can't eat. And I'd show you, but it's not pretty. And so the human tongue, what are you doing? Like, you don't get better. You break your wrist, it gets better. You tear your ACL, they repair it. My torn labrum, which was unbelievable agony, two plates and five screws, it's better. The human tongue, be better.
What were you eating that you bit that hard back in 1988?
Yeah, that's gross.
Thank you, Grandy. Yeah.
It was Thanksgiving turkey, and I may or may not have been, like, all in the bag after a full day of tackle football with Mikey 1.0. He used to bring a keg. We'd do a flag football game, 9 a.m., keg, and by the time we got to dinner at 4 o'clock, your boy was, bleary-eyed and like, I'm about to dive into some turkey, and you put the food in your mouth and you miss, and you're so hungry. Chomp!
I got you at less than 21 in 1988.
Actually, 20.
Yeah.
20.
Just checking. I'm no prude, but
no, you're
I'm just
right.
checking.
You're right.
Yeah.
For sure 20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But anyway, the human tongue, do me a favor. Evolve.
So are you taking anything or not?
Now when I eat though, it's I got to be really careful because the re-injury, it's kind of like a concussion or turf toe. Like, you got to give this thing time.
Shout out Jake Tonjes.
You know, only thing I would suggest, let's wait till you're fully 100%.
Before I eat.
We got some other people here at the house who know how to eat. So let's let them eat.
When
you're fully 100%, you could have dinner.
It's soup and shakes. Right. It's kind of what I'm going to do. But thank you. Anyway, the human tongue.
Bring us home, Steiny.
Big finish.
Yeah, the big finish.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
Because I don't really have anything bugging me right now.
Oh.
Well, look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
What's bugging me?
Right here.
What's bugging me? What's bugging me?
You came in the other day and interrupted Willard and I about a bathroom. Something happened while you're in the restroom here.
That's true. I don't want corporate coming down.
I should have mentioned that.
When did that take?
Yesterday I went in there somebody was doing some things in there. And so I pulled the Febreze and our guy Rage. Our guy Rage, who works for 102.1, he sees me working and he starts laughing. And I go, if you're in there doing what you're doing, and I'm out here for breezing. That's not a problem. And he's like, oh, you need to bring that to the air. You need to bring that to the air. I'm like, maybe it's what's bugging me because I had to
appreciate that.
I had to Febreze it, and I didn't want to look under the stall to see who it was who was putting up a seven piece, but it was like, dude, it's our communal bathroom, and I
open up a window.
When Mother Nature calls, I get it.
Yeah,
you gotta answer it, but you can't get mad at me when I da 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 da.
Yeah, no,
when I give you like you don't smell it is the worst. That's the whole like, worst. Let me get out of here.
Anyway, Stanley, I didn't mean to jump in.
I think we need you.
That works for me.
Now we need you.
I mean,
no, that works for me.
Yeah.
No, you're not. No,
okay. What bothers me is when I have to go to the bathroom. When I have to go to the bathroom. And it's a break, and I'm on a time constraint, 5 minutes.
Went, okay.
And somebody walks in before me, starts using the urinal, who's a salesperson, who isn't in as timely a situation.
Yep.
Can I please go first? Can I please go first?
Have you asked that?
No. Oh, okay. I just silently stew. Right. I silently stew.
It's tough with a three commode construct, and especially when you get to that 10 to 2. Like 2 to 6, like Mark and I,
it's
not, yeah,
like, 4:48, we have a 50-minute segment, and I will both kind of like, whatever. And there are three options, and there's the two of us. No one else is in the building. Look, I've left.
Yeah.
And so it's not an issue, but 10 to 2, you've got the post-lunch, ooh, boy. You've got the late morning,
We're Grand Central Station.
Totally. Man. That's a great way to put it.
All right,
gents.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody.
You organized all your paperwork yet? You're like a senior on the last day of school, man.
Who you got today?
What is all this stuff?
Today?
Yeah, papers.
We got a guess
on 95.7 The Game.
We got a bunch of maybes.
All right, okay, gotcha.
Questionable concern.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.